Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Butchman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news and networks refused to use, as always. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, my fellow Americans. This is the broadcast for, September the 28th of the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, and a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast starts now. Brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. It tastes phenomenal. Makes great gifts for Christmas, anniversaries, birthdays, Thanksgiving, just because I want to make life a little sweeter. Anyway, get a hold of Kurt for Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. We talked to Brian Rust first on the broadcast yesterday. Over the past 50 years, Rust Coin and Gift have been working to help people understand precious metals. RustCoinandGift.com. Brian doing a phenomenal job with us. We talked about our Honest Money report. Gold and silver they claim is down. Really, the dollar's at a fake high. We talked about gold is real money, timeless insurance, nature's currency. We talked about the Federal Reserve raises interest rates for the third time this year. They expect one more hike this year. And believe it or not, three more rate hikes slated for 2019. The Fed's statements, believe it or not, steered clear of any discussion of the administration's escalation of trade wars with any countries, including China. We talked about, they say, gold and silver weaker as Fed rate hike. Then I guess stock market took it all in stride. No big deal. No harm, no foul, they kind of say. We're going to win. Mike Pompeo vows China trade war will last until Americans get what they, quote, deserve. Anyway, bottom line is I pray for the solution and the truth on that story. And all I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is understand this. When they raise interest rates, hike rates, literally seven times it'll be in 2 years. You put that with massive tariffs to kick into 25%. I'm telling you right now, they're trying to engineer an economic slowdown right before the 2020 elections. Write it down. Remember who told you first. They're going to engineer things to go south on the Donald. That's how they go. All right. We talked about this CNN story. I'll get to that in just a minute because I've got an update on that story. But we talked about Julie Swetnick, allegations of, quote, gang or train rapes without evidence or witnesses. What a shame. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, and a lot of great things are happening. Is tax cut 2.0 real? Pete Sepp says, yes, it is, people. NTU urges House representatives to vote yes on tax reform 2.0. 56 conservative groups and activists are urging the passage of tax reform 2.0 legislation. Thanks to tax cuts, by the way, companies overseas and profits are coming back into the United States. That's that repatriation tax we've always talked about. I believe that's one of the greatest, simplest solutions that, hey, that's a nonpartisan discussion. Everybody ought to want to bring the money back, huh? We talked about the National Taxpayers Union annual scorecard. Shows a failing Senate and a House divided. So there you have it. Donald Trump claiming women made up stories about him and getting paid to make up those stories. I don't have any evidence of that, folks, so far. You know what? I understand what Donald's saying, and oftentimes it turns out that we don't know about something, and he says it, and we go, what, really? And then it turns out he's correct. But I'm waiting for the quote, pardon the pun, pay dirt on that one. Poll, majority of Utahns do not want Donald Trump to have a second term, 57-plus percent. And so there you have that. I don't understand what they expect to have happen, though. You don't just get rid of your I don't know what you call it, incumbent. How are they going to have somebody? What are they going to do? Push for a Democrat? Push for a, maybe a third party ought to become president this time. What do you say? Republicans used to be the third party. All right, because the news is so hard and so intense, we talked about candy canes coming macaroni and cheese flavors now. So you got to like that from a new company. Macaroni and cheese candy canes? Wow. It's kind of like bacon ice cream, huh? Bacon cologne. Just weird stuff. We talked about a Chinese woman shows off a cement bag wedding dress. Very strange stuff. We also talked about Utah cities ranked with worst air quality in the nation during the inversions. We talked about indoor air filters can indeed cut air pollution in half. Utah, what do they call them? Pulmonologists are now showing in their research. Trump to the world leaders. China's out to meddle in the 2018 election. Wow. So who's meddling? The Chinese or the Russians? Well, if you hear the Democrats, they say the Russians. If you hear Donald Trump, he says the Chinese. You know what I say? All of them meddle in elections, folks, including us. We meddle in the affairs of other nations big time. Wow. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right. I want to talk about this headline here really quick. So News the Networks refused to use yesterday. That's the end of the recap, if you will. The broadcast is available online at libertyroundtable.com. Spread the word to your friends. Download for free. If you find we're providing value to you in the news, please reciprocate and donate today. libertyroundtable.com or libertynewsradio.com. By the way, I was sitting at a football game yesterday for my son, and I was able to just click on podcasts on my iPhone, and then I just basically typed in the search Liberty Roundtable, and voila, it came up, and I clicked a button, and instantly I had a bunch of podcasts from Liberty Roundtable Live. You can do the same thing. We're everywhere if you just look, folks. LibertyRoundtable.com. Like I say, if we provide value to you, reciprocate. Every penny will be used to promote the new media taking center stage. Now, I want to talk about this story about CNN. Yesterday, we played a soundbite from a guy by the name of Scott Braunstein at CNN. And Scott Braunstein, it's a voicemail that a lady got. I assume it's a lady because Amy's the one that posted it onto Facebook, and that's where it spread. And it basically says, hey, if you know Kavanaugh or you know Miss Ford or any of these people, you know what? Get a hold of us. And so they were calling like Yale alumni and other schools alumni and saying, hey, if you've got dirt on Kavanaugh, we want to talk. Call me back. I'm Scott Braunstein. You know, we'll dig into it. We'll understand. We'll hear you. And at the end of this voicemail, he leaves his phone number. And everybody was concerned about it. And this lady's like incensed, like, what are they doing? Just calling, CNN's calling around, digging up dirt. Well, I called CNN because I wanted to know if the soundbite was real, if it was true, or if it was a fake. You know, who wants to get snickered in the news, right? So I call CNN, and at first I get this sergeant, I'm sorry, at first I get this private, he calls himself. His name was Private Martin Murray, and then later I called back and got a Sergeant Terrence Williams, and man, it was weird. So I'd call the phone number, I'd get Scott Braunstein's voicemail, just straight to voicemail though, and so I'd press zero, and then I'd get these people that claimed they were like a sergeant, that claimed they were like a private. I'm going, what the heck? Where am I calling? Is it the Army? Well, it turns out it's CNN, and it is CNN security. I pretty much validated that. And it was very weird because they were kind of squirrely with the answers to my questions. At first, the private's like, you know, I don't really know anything about what you're talking about. And then I pushed a little bit more and tried to get to a newsroom, and he said there's no way to do that. And eventually he's like, well, listen, I talked to Scott, and I don't believe this is true and all this stuff. Well, what do you mean, some private guy at CNN security? I mean, what's he a private of? You know, and so I couldn't get to a news desk, and this guy was being all vague, and Scott wasn't anywhere to be found, and I'm going, man, is this thing legitimate? So I finally talked to a sergeant, and he says, you know what, I don't know anything about it, I don't know if it's true, and he just kind of, again, squirrely answers, Scott's not around, no, you can't get to any news desk to verify this stuff, there's nothing you can do. I'm just like, man. So I'm not feeling very comfortable with this information, and I'm feeling like, so I finally call the guy back and say, you know what, sir, I just want to know, you say you're a sergeant, what are you a sergeant of? Like, do you work for the Army? The sergeant at CNN literally hung up on me. So I call back, and then all of a sudden, I just get forwarded to their auto attendant. And it is CNN, and then it says that, you know, if you want to learn about our shows, press 1. And then it says go to Facebook or the website and look at the shows. And if you want to leave a comment, press 2, and you can just get a voicemail and leave a comment. And so I'm feeling like, you know what, this probably is a real CNN number, but I don't have evidence yet. I don't have proof. I don't have. So I call back, finally, later in the middle of the day, and I got this guy. I'm not going to give you his name. And I'm not, just because, look, I'm not here to hang out anybody to dry. I am here to call when people are just, like, not honest with me and not direct with me and playing games with me. Then I'll give you their names. But in this case, the gentleman was super nice. And he answered with even a higher title than sergeant this time. And I kind of went, what? Long story short, I said, hey, you know what, sir? Here's who I am. My name is Sam Bushman, and I'm with Liberty News Radio, and I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host with a radio program called Liberty Roundtable Live. And, you know, I explained the whole thing to him, and then I said, hey, I just want to know what's going on. I'm not here to pick sides. I'm just here to get the facts. Is this soundbite real? Anyway, the guy basically explained, listen, we are security for CNN. We just have these titles like private and sergeant and this and that and, you know, police officer and these different terms, because we are kind of informal security or whatever, or, you know, informal police in a way, security for this building and series of buildings and things like that. So don't take it too personal. It's not the Army or anything like that. It's just kind of internal titling and stuff. And the guy was very cool, and he laughed because I was kind of saying, what are you, an admiral? What are you, a general, a colonel? What's going on? And he kind of laughed, and he understood my point. He was a very, very nice guy. I'll tell you what he said finally when we come back, though. I'm confident that it is a CNN soundbite, that Scott Braunstein is doing this. And I've got confirmation from CNN with a witness. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
All right, CNN literally calling around, digging up dirt against Brett Kavanaugh. Sam updates story. So I wasn't happy with these CNN folks at first when I tried to call to verify the Scott Braunstein soundbite. Digging up dirt on Kavanaugh, the voicemail that's out there, etc. And so, but anyway, I finally got this nice guy. He laughed. He was very kind. He was very open. He said, listen, we've just got our internal security, and these are just positions, a private, somebody who might stay overnight and doesn't have a lot of experience or whatever. We just have these titles. Don't worry. It just, you know, we're kind of like off-duty police personnel and different people that provide security. No worries here. And what he said made total sense. I was satisfied with his answers. And then I just said, listen, I just want to know, is this soundbite real? And he said, you know, yes, it is. I said, really? That's Scott calling? to dig up dirt on Kavanaugh? He said, well, not really. We call on both sides of the story. So we're looking for folks in this case that might have information on Kavanaugh. We're also looking, same thing, for people who have information on Ford. Now, here's my whole point. I don't have any problem with this soundbite being real or not. And I don't have any problem with the producer trying to do his due diligence. Look, Scott is calling around regarding the college and alumni days of Brett Kavanaugh to verify all the baloney out there. You know what? What's the truth? What's not? The who, what, when, where, why of a story? And I was literally calling doing the same thing, right? And what if you got a soundbite of me calling and talking to this sergeant or this, you know, whatever, about all this and say, well, we're both just doing our due diligence. That's what we're supposed to do in the news, folks. We're supposed to do our very best to verify facts, to get the who, what, when, where, why of a story. And we're supposed to look at all sides of the issue. And we're supposed to just document the facts. And we're supposed to do our very best to get 2, 3, 4, the more sources, the better. Usually 2 or 3 or 4 is adequate. But all I'm saying is I have no problem with this soundbite being real. I have no problem with CNN doing their due diligence. And that's why it was so weird to me that at first they were being all weird. Why don't they just come out and say, if you called and asked me, Sam, did you call to find out, you know, Scott Bronstein's story is true? And did you talk to a private and a sergeant and a this and a that? And did you ask these questions? Absolutely, I did. Because I'm not just one of those guys that are just going to play games and get snookered. I want to do my very best to do my due diligence. I don't play games on this program. We don't just get on the air and just spew from whatever we see. We do our best to dig into stories and get the truth. Okay, that's what we really do. This is no sham program. We are not, quote, certified, you know, government school approved journalists. But we've been in the news for a long time, and I know how to get to the bottom of stories and verify stories. Oftentimes, it just takes so much time, it's beyond imagination. We don't have the staff for it. Nevertheless, I felt this one was important because there's a lot of allegations about CNN digging up dirt on Brett Kavanaugh. So here's the bottom line. I have no problem with Scott Bronstein, this producer for CNN, doing this under one condition. Is he going to look to dig up dirt, call 100 people of 99 defend Brett Kavanaugh? Is he going to bring forward the one that attacks Brett and has, quote, incendiary information and ignore the 99? If he does that, I have a problem because now we're not talking about the who, what, when, where, why of a story or the facts or, you know what, just, you know, truthfully, candidly getting the root of the story and giving both sides. He's not doing that if he does that. If he gets 100 that defend Brett Kavanaugh, is he going to drop the story and bury it and say there's no news here? Or is he going to come on here and say, hey, we tried to find out what was going on with this and Brett Kavanaugh, hey, he comes through shining like a rose. He comes through doing great. Okay, is he going to do that? So the digging is not a problem. It's what you do with the digging that's the issue. Are you interested in the facts? Are you going to let the story take you where it may? And are you going to report on what you find? Or are you going to have an agenda? If it fits your narrative, you're going to carry it forward. And if not, you're going to bury it. That's where CNN may have a problem. And I don't want to judge Scott because I don't even know him. And I don't know what side of the story he was doing or gathering or any of those things. So I can't say. All I'm telling you is I've dug into this. The soundbite's real. It was confirmed to me by a CNN person, the best person I could find, that was very open, polite, and candid. And we had an appropriate discussion. And I have a witness that I called and CNN verified it was a legitimate soundbite. I'm not going to tell you who the witness is. Not that I'm afraid, but hey, I'll take the heat. I'm not trying to get anybody else in any trouble. I'll take the heat for it all. And I don't want to give you the guy's name just because I believe he was so candid. I don't know if he was just, he liked me or he felt like he wanted to be honest. I don't know. And I don't want CNN to get all over him for any reason. I don't know if the narrative is not to tell, but he did anyways, or if it's okay to tell. I don't know. I don't want to get the guy in trouble. I'm just telling you that he was very appropriate, very candid, answered all my questions. We laughed together. We had a great conversation. We journalistically, if you want to call it that, or newsmen together, understood what was going on and felt like we had a meeting of the minds and an understanding. And so I don't have any problem with CNN doing this. I just hope, Scott, Mr. Bronstein, I hope you are honest in your reporting. And I hope you take us where the story leads you. And I hope you don't carry it out if it's got dirt on Kavanaugh and bury it if it's got defense of Kavanaugh. I hope you honestly report what you found, just like I have done. I told you when there was 2 squirrely guys at CNN, I told you that I couldn't get a hold of Scott. I told you that I wanted to verify the soundbite. And then I told you there was a guy at CNN that was a wonderful gentleman that did a tremendous job with the truth. So the whole point of this, folks, is let's not attack CNN. Let's realize there's good guys there, too. And when you find them, you've got to be candid enough to report it. Now, a lot of talk show hosts would just say, hey, CNN's the liberal side of the news. They're the enemy all the time. And so I'm not going to report the rest of the story. I'll just let it go. No. That's not the way we play on this radio program, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm not here to attack or defend anyone. What I am here to do is stand on principle and defend the truth every time. And wherever it leads, that's where I want to go. All right, so in this case, I got to give the CNN guy credit. He was open, he was candid, he was polite, and I don't believe he had an agenda. I really don't. So there you have it. Sam updates story. CNN Scott Braunstein seeking dirt on Kavanaugh. What's the truth? Well, I hope the truth is they're doing what they claim, which is to research both sides of the story and report where the news takes them. Man, wouldn't that be refreshing? All right, Mr. Kavanaugh defiantly enters the Senate holding his wife's hand. Kurt, what do you say to that?
Well, all I can tell you is that Judge Kavanaugh, in my book, is, he's a pretty good dude.
Yeah, he entered the Senate holding his wife's hand.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, you're right. But anyway, that impressed me quite a bit, Kurt, because his wife's standing behind, or by his side. She sat behind him when he was speaking, is why I started to say behind. I got ahead of myself, sorry. She stood by her husband, and then she sat behind him as he testified. But here's what I find interesting, Kurt. It says this. Police surrounded the embattled judge as he walked briskly through the halls of Congress. So even in the halls of Congress right now, you have to have police surrounding the judge to make sure that he's safe, Kurt. If that doesn't tell you something about America, I don't know what does. Now, I'm not suggesting it's not necessary. I'm just suggesting what a sad state of affairs if you got to have police surrounding the judge when he's walking through the halls of Congress. Wow. That's stunning. Now, in his opening remarks, Judge Kavanaugh emotionally called the confirmation process a national disgrace. He says, this confirmation process has become a national disgrace, Kavanaugh said forcefully. You've replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. My name has been permanently destroyed. And then he went on to say, I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. He said, my 10-year-old daughter is praying for the woman. There's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old, says the wise judge. And Kurt, this is a point that I made before the hearing started. I said, listen, we need to pray for Ford and her family. Now, from the stand, Kavanaugh is saying his family's praying for Miss Ford. I don't know that you could give a better delivery than he gave, Kurt. I really don't.
I agree. You heard the whole thing, then?
I didn't hear every bit of it, but I heard most of it.
His opening...
Yeah, I heard all that.
You know, that was, at least in my opinion, that's the key thing to listen to.
I agree, and I listen.
The rest is all, especially, I mean, you're going to get some Republicans that are, you know, they're going to be on their side. Then the Democrats, man, you know, it's just, I mean, at least the parts I heard, I just thought, oh, boy, you know. But I just wish they wouldn't do the, you know, good cop, bad cop routine kind of thing. I'm on this side, you're on that side. They just do like you were saying about CNN, that you'd hope they just report it like it was instead of always having their political reasons for doing what they're doing. His opening thing was, well, at least in my opinion, almost something that people would want to study and look over. I mean, he did so well in that, I think.
Yeah, and I really think this point, you've replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. That's a really important point here, Kurt. Because, again, they didn't come up with this stuff and give fair time to truly look into it. They made this as a political, you know, intentional wedge. And I don't appreciate it. And I don't think America appreciates it. I think they saw the truth. We've got some comments from a few other people we'll tell you about in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, there's a lot to tell you about this. Prosecutor, what's her name? Rachel Mitchells. I guess her former boss explained why she flopped at the hearing. She was the lady that was supposed to be questioning Ms. Ford. She was hired by Senate Republicans to interrogate Christine Blasey Ford. I guess they explain why she failed so spectacularly. And anyway, I don't know. I think it was intentional. I think it was on purpose. So very strange stuff. But in spite of the failings of some Republicans that play good cop, bad cop, as Kurt Wisely points out, and despite this lady that was supposedly the magic questioner to do an incredible job, despite her failings, Brett Kavanaugh absolutely nailed it. You've replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. My name is totally and permanently destroyed. And then he goes on and says, I intend no ill will to Dr. Ford and her family. And he goes on and talks about his daughters praying for, and we should pray for, even our accusers. Judge Napolitano spoke out and said, Judge Kavanaugh came back swinging about it as effectively as any human could. So Judge Kavanaugh having tremendous praise for Mr. Kavanaugh. Donald Trump calls Kavanaugh's testimony powerful.
You said Judge Kavanaugh. You mean Judge Napolitano.
No. Right? Trump called Judge Kavanaugh's testimony.
Okay, before that, though, you were talking about...
Judge Napolitano. All right, let's start over, okay? Judge Napolitano said Kavanaugh came back swinging as about effective as any human could. Donald Trump said Kavanaugh's testimony powerful and calls for a Senate vote. You got a lot of judges and a lot of, you know, highbrow people going on, I guess. And maybe I'm mixing it all up. Now the
No, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure. Maybe I heard it wrong.
The interesting thing about all this, though, is, hey, I agree Kavanaugh did the best he could do given the circumstances. And even though this, quote, person that was supposed to question and do a great job on the behalf of the Senate Republicans failed, this Rachel lady that was supposedly this prosecuting rock star, she melted down. I don't even know what her deal was. I believe it was probably on purpose, just a betrayal from the inside. Just my humble opinion. But nevertheless, Judge Kavanaugh did so well, Kurt, that I think in spite of it all, I think he came out just very, very well. Now, Miss Ford, very emotional, kind of saying, I thought he was going to rape me and I thought he was going to inadvertently kill me. And okay, that's taken it way too far. Okay, there's just no evidence, no proof. The only witness in the room completely, unequivocally denies it. And so does the accused. There are no witnesses. There is no evidence of any kind. This is an absolute circus. And Judge Kavanaugh even referred to the circus nature of this whole thing. And when you have a judge who's walking through the halls of Congress that has to be surrounded by police for protection, that just tells you how unhinged these attackers, these accusers really are. And I really feel bad when we violate the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness. I'm telling you right now, that's as false witnessy as it gets. Anyway, the battle's on, though, and people are picking sides left and right. The Bar Association, which, you know, you would think the Bar Association would be above kind of scrutiny on this thing, but they picked sides. And the Bar Association asks the Judiciary Committee to delay Brett Kavanaugh vote. What the heck? I don't know why they would say that, but they are. So Donald Trump calling...
They just always want more lawyer stuff, Sam. That's a good point. They always want more. They're going to focus on that forever. You know, everything needs to be litigated, you know, over and over, appealed and, you know, and just forever. Because that's, you know, how they make their money, Sam.
Yeah, but you would think the Bar Association would be smart enough to say, listen, we're above partisan politics here. We're going to stay out of it. The Bar Association.
I'm sure there's one or two people that make that decision and say, look, here's what the Bar Association says.
I agree.
Not every lawyer.
I completely agree. Yeah, just the few choke points, kind of like how we talked about the halls of Congress. There's the few betrayers that are swamp monsters on both sides of the aisle, and, hey, they betray their base, including so many good people everywhere. It's kind of like what I brought up about CNN. Hey, for the most part, they're a liberal organization, but the few control it. I talked to a great guy at CNN, Kurt. I'm telling you, he was a gentleman. He had respect for the news process, and he had respect for what I was doing. He didn't try to find out if I was a conservative guy or a liberal guy. He just understood and said, I understand what you're trying to do, sir. And you have every right to try to dig it. I'm grateful that you're calling to find out the truth. The guy was awesome. He worked for CNN. You know what? Didn't Glenn Beck work for CNN? You know, there's a lot of people that are very decent people. I don't agree with Glenn Beck on everything, but there's a lot of decent people everywhere. And Kurt's wise to point this out, that only a few people at the Bar Association asked the Judiciary Committee to delay this Kavanaugh vote. So anyway, I find that tremendous. It's also interesting when you dig into the more details about it. I don't think that Ms. Ford had any evidence beyond what we already knew in her testimony. I don't even understand what her testimony accomplished, Kurt. What you did is you got up and Brett Kavanaugh said this is a witch hunt, basically. He didn't say those words, but advice and consent turned into search and destroy. And then he said, this never happened. I didn't do this. I unequivocally, absolutely, without a doubt, tell you this did not happen. I did not do this. And then she basically said, you know what? I thought he was going to rape me. He was going to kill me. And, you know, all we got was salacious details. He was on top of me. He was kissing me. He was trying to take off my clothing. I had a single piece or one piece bathing suit on under it. And, you know, this idea that he's a rapist, but he just couldn't get the rape done is very strange. This idea that there's multiple witnesses and the least of the allegation witnesses is the one that got to testify. The ones with more allegations didn't get to testify. Well, because the first one came out first and they would say, well, that's just the way it happened. And my response is, was it timed and intentional? You got a lot of questions to ask about this. But look, even if Kavanaugh did kiss her and she was flirting and they jumped on the bed and he was on top of her and then she kind of later felt like he was holding her down and they were just playing, is there a crime there? See, I don't think it's good if it did happen, but I don't believe it happened, number one. And number two, I don't think there's a crime even if it did happen. So there you go. And the problem with this whole scenario is this. The timing, the agenda. I think we need to get on with the vote yesterday. Now, I don't know if you know, but there's a lot of money raised for Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford as well, Kurt. I guess after the testimony, they say that the money poured into several fundraisers for her. As she testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. There's a GoFundMe page that's raised over $357,000. Then another one's already raised $159,000. So we're talking about, another one's raised over $259,000. In other words, the sum is over $500,000. She's raised over $500,000, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, I was just thinking about how in the past I've seen these deals where, say, somebody that you know might be, going through cancer or whatever, and so they put around in your, town, there's little bottles on the counter for different people, and they'll say, hey, so-and-so is experiencing cancer, if you can contribute or whatever, and later you find out, let's see, that money didn't go to them. Some people just used it as a good way to bring in some extra cash on an opportunity. Now, I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but it sure wouldn't surprise me, Sam, that, number one, GoFundMe, I'll bet you will just let almost anybody do this simply because they'll say, well, it's helping, our side or our guy, or our lady in this case. And number two, there won't be the checking over real close and all that kind of stuff. And number two, there's a lot of people that are watching those reports and that kind of thing and getting the side of, that she's the, basically the victim and that kind of thing. And so it pulls at a lot of people's heartstrings and you're going to see a lot of money going in there, I think.
I think you're right. And I think the sad part about this is that when they take all this money for this purpose, it makes me question the story even more, Kurt. When you raise $500,000 over this allegation that is, they were kissing, they got on a bed, he was, advancing on her and, but it's a he said, she said story. And then they raise $500,000 for it and they're not even done raising money. They'll probably raise $1 million before it's done. And you got to say that makes me question their motivations and their genuineness on this. Now, if Ms. Ford was like, hey, we're not going to raise any money and take any money for this. I don't want anybody to believe there's a different agenda here. I just want to tell my story and I want accountability. That would be a different ballgame. All right, there's other allegations that are fascinating indeed. We'll tell you about them in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this Judge Kavanaugh testifying yesterday, Miss Ford testifying. I find it strange that the woman with the least of the allegations against the judge was the one to testify. Kurt, don't you find that weird? One girl says, hey, we're kissing and, you know, they kind of got me in a room. We were kissing on a bed. Nothing really happened. I finally got away, but it was weird and I felt threatened. That's the one that testified. The woman that says, hey, you know what? These guys were involved in gang rapes. And I was a victim of it. That girl doesn't testify. And you kind of wonder, what's up with all that, Kurt?
Yeah. You know, at least in my opinion, that the other ones, you know, after the first one, they're just ramping it up. They're taking it like, well, if you're not going to, you know, take the bait on this first one, and if that's not going to be enough, then we got more for you, and we got more for you, and we got more, you know, and it would just go on and on. And like Judge Kavanaugh says, hey, you know, he wanted to testify immediately, you know, and yet, hey, there's like a 10-day period. So then you've got all this media and all these reports of him being everywhere and all these places. And I mean, you know, his little girls and his wife and his family. I mean, he's worried that he can't even, after this, maybe even coach a soccer team. You know?
Right. It's a fair point. I agree with him.
And I agree.
And this is the problem that I have with this whole thing. If you really have a case, take it to court in the local venue that it belongs. And let's have an open, honest, fair, fully informed jury, speedy trial, due process of law, reality check. That's what I'm talking about. And without that, I'm just skeptical and don't believe it, don't accept it. Now, I believe the credibility of the witnesses are in question here, too. The one that's supposedly the most credible, Miss Ford, because she has the least amount of details, and she's a well-known professor, quote, psychiatrist, or whatever you want to say, or psychologist, I don't know which she is. Anyway, she's the most credible. You start talking about this Julie girl that made the worst, Julie Swetnick, or whatever her name is, some of the worst allegations. That's the last one, not counting the ones that won't even come forward, if you will, or in other words, anonymous ones. But this Julie lady, her ex-boyfriend, says, hey, man, she threatened me and our baby. She's not credible at all. And so I think what they tried to do is they tried to pick the most credible one. I mean, look, she's a professor. She's used to speaking in front of people. She's a psychologist, psychiatrist, so she knows how to maybe get under people's skin more than most. That's what they kind of led with, although she has the least substantial allegations of any of the folks. And the rest didn't get to testify. They want the FBI to investigate it, but there's no jurisdictional reality on that, folks. Having it go before Congress, they're not even the right branch of government for a true redress of grievance. So this is no doubt political theater big time. But here's the interesting thing, Kurt. Not only the money raised over $500 million for Miss Ford. Wow.
$500,000, right?
Well over $500,000.
You said $500 million.
So oh, $500,000.
Yeah.
Raised so far, and they're not even done. All right, now, Blasey Ford, here's the interesting thing, and I see news on this, but I haven't been able to verify it. Again, it's all a time thing. I'm only one guy. I'm busy ripping video for Kurt, and I don't have time to chase this thing down, okay?
That's right.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm trying to take the notes and talk, and so I'm saying millions when I'm supposed to say thousands and all that kind of stuff, right? Anyway, all I'm telling you folks, and I got to press the buttons too, but I guess what happened is Michael Savage is reporting, and again, I need to verify this. I'm hoping Kurt can go chase it down for me. But they say Blasey Ford has an inside security clearance, and she works for the CIA. She is the head of the CIA internship program at Stanford University. This was reported by Michael Savage, they claim. Is this true? Well, again, you know, I got to do my research. I got to call Stanford. I got to find it in two or three credible news sources that can verify it. But see, the mainstream press isn't reporting this stuff, Kurt. So it's very hard when the mainstream press doesn't report something. It's very hard. If the mainstream press, if two or three or four news organizations reported, I can safely say, look, these four agencies have, you know, said so, and I can rely on a little bit on their digging.
Well, here's what MichaelSavage.com has on it.
Yeah.
It says, is Dr. Ford deeply tied to CIA? Who is Dr. Blasey Ford? It says, well, besides being a professor, and they put that in quotes, at the off-brand university, she also works at a major university down the street from Palo Alto. She just so happens to head up the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University. Christine Blasey Ford's brother, Ralph III, used to work for the international law firm of Baker Hostetler. The firm created Fusion GPS, the company who wrote the Russian dossier. They later admitted it was only a collection of field interviews. Baker Hostetler, anyway, the bottom line is, looks like I doubt that he's going to be reporting that stuff if it's not,
I agree, you
know, accurate.
And that's why I'm bringing it up, because I think it's correct. If I didn't think it was correct or at all, I wouldn't bring it up. But the only problem is I only have one source for it, Kurt, Michael Savage. And usually I like to get two or three or whatever sources. I like to do my due diligence the best I can. I'll take one source if it's firsthand, like when I call CNN and the guy tells me, yes, it's a legitimate soundbite, and I call the number, it takes me directly to CNN that's on his voicemail and stuff like that. You know, I can go with firsthand knowledge or firsthand research. But I try to be very careful. And so I believe it's true. And that's why I'm bringing this up. Because I believe Michael Savage is probably correct on this thing. Where he got his information, I don't know. I'd love to call Michael and just ask him. But again, how do you get a hold of a guy like Michael Savage? He's, you know, a rock star inside whatever. I don't know how to get a hold of Michael. I couldn't get a hold of him if my life depended on it. And so now I'm left to try to say, okay, well, search for some of these terms on Google and on the internet, and let's see what you can find. I did find one location that said, hey, she is, you know, what they say, the CIA, you know, kind of, employee or whatever that works at this university. And it had an email address for Miss Ford, and it had a phone number that was supposedly Miss Ford's. But when I called it, it had somebody else's voicemail on the number. So that would lead me to believe, hey, you know what? Somebody's not doing their research well enough. Anyway, long story short, I believe it's true, Kurt. And here's the problem. You're really going to have somebody that runs this CIA program. We're going to talk all about everything about Kavanaugh, but we're not going to even mention this about Ford when we're going to go to congressional testimony.
And think about how that really works, Sam, at least in my opinion. You ask, say, 1,000 Americans, are you going to get one of them that have heard that?
I doubt it.
Maybe if you did a cross-section of 1,000 Americans that listen to talk radio, you know, and see, that's cutting it way back already, right? Because, you know, I mean, I don't know, maybe half Americans listen to talk radio. I think that's probably stretching it already. But and then if they don't listen to Dr. Savage, if they listen to, you know, just NPR or something like that, they're never going to hear that story.
You're exactly right.
You know, like, I didn't know about it.
Yeah,
you know?
You're exactly right on that, Kurt. And that's kind of my whole point with this thing is that, you know, it's hard to verify things. I'm only one guy. And I saw that news story last night.
Back to what you've always taught us, he who owns the media makes the rules. You know?
I agree with that. But I got this story last night about 9 o'clock, and I did all the due diligence I could before this morning. And I agree that Michael Savage is reporting it. It's only one source. And so, you know, I don't know where they got the information. The little bit of research that I was able to do makes me kind of wonder, because again, there's somebody else reporting this, and they have an email address for Ms. Ford and a phone number that supposedly directly to her department or whatever. I was going to call and see if I could maybe get somebody there, or at least verify if it was her voicemail, and it's somebody else's voicemail. Kurt, it's not right. So anyway, this just gives you a little bit of an understanding of the due diligence that I try to do. You know, I don't just sit around, ladies and gentlemen. I do the very best that I can. I do the very best due diligence I really can on stories. All right, Kurt, you got some Drudge headlines to highlight. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, they're just kind of like at least the ones that Drudge chose about this, you know, stuff. And so you've got Shame of the Nation. That's pretty good. Headline, Feinstein denies leaking, says Christine stalked by media.
Now, let me stop you there, though. Feinstein also did something interesting. She left her constituent out in the weeds. She basically said, hey, if it got leaked, it must have been Ford that leaked it to her friends. So Feinstein literally hung Ford out to dry on this when cross-examined or when questioned by other members of the committee, Kurt.
Yeah, then it says riveting TV. Yeah, I suppose it was. I didn't watch it on TV. I just listened. Fundraising emails fly. You hit that, right?
Yeah.
You've got, and you know, I would just add to that. See, you were talking about the fundraising for the lady. How about all the fundraising that's going to go on from... Well,
for the judge,
probably both sides of the aisle. No, I'm talking about the fundraising that will be like, say,
in
you're
Congress,
Republican.
You okay.
Yeah. Say yeah, you're
yeah,
Republican
yeah,
and you say, look at those evil Democrats. Look what they're doing. We've got to have more of your money to, you know, to save America.
Oh, it's going to be millions
side,
and millions and millions, Kurt.
That's what I'm talking about.
But how much money is going to go to Sam Bushman for his deep dive investigation on this story and laying out the truth to the best of our ability, Kurt?
Oh, it'll be massive.
You might get $5 or $10.
Well, anyway, I mean,
by the way, we're grateful for the $5 or $10.
Yeah,
bucks, though.
We're grateful, and also the thing that's I like about it is you feel like you're more informed because you dug it yourself. You know, you found it. You know, and you. I mean, when you get somebody that comments something like when you got those Make America Great Again hats there on the honey table and somebody says, ooh, that evil President Trump or something. And then you ask them a simple question like, you know, did you know this? And they look at you like, huh? You know, I mean.
Yeah, did you know he's been doing
so
his best to stand
uninformed.
For pro-life more so than any yeah. other president in our lifetime? That kind of stuff?
They just, yeah, that's the kind of stuff. Or prayer or taking away, you know, I mean, but so many people just don't know because of the power of the media that they
you're right
watch
right
so
is right
anyway,
did you know President Trump is getting rid of two regulations for everyone that's in place?
Yeah,
you know,
I
you
mean,
ask questions
you,
like
you
that people don't even know,
and they want to go, well, how did you learn that, you know? And you kind of feel like it's kind of a hard answer.
You just
a
say redneck radio
behind it.
You know.
That's one play. But anyway, then you got Brett Fights Back Big. Now, that's one that I wanted to hit on because, you know, in my opinion, like Judge Roy Moore, at least I feel like Judge Roy Moore has put up a valiant fight. Now, he's closer into his 70s, where Brett's, you know, in his 50s. You know, Kavanaugh's in his early 50s. But, you know, he's basically saying, hey, I'm going to fight this baby. And I like to see that, but it sure is sad to see the next one that says, my name and my family permanently destroyed. And I think he's right on target there.
If that doesn't summarize the reality of the situation, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what does. American Family Association with the final comment this hour. Sorry, I just got like 25 emails, and I had the email highlighted that I wanted to... Anyway, this is the problem with real-time radio.
You're all right.
Anyway,
American
I'll give you the American Family Association one
main
at the
thing
end.
To pray.
Huh?
Yeah, they want to pray. They want us to pray for Judge
Well,
Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking about now, but I'm with
But
you.
I guarantee you they want that.
End this farce, vote Kavanaugh is their headline.
Yeah.
Amen. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.